This is Claire Coyne. I'm interviewing Pamela Evans in her home in Shortlands on Thursday, the 16th of October, 2014. So, Pam, if I could ask you to introduce yourself now.
Hello. I'm, as Claire has just said, Pamela Evans of Shortlands.
And what year were you born?
1933. It's quite a long time ago.
And whereabouts was that?
Croydon, Surrey.
And if you could just tell me in one sentence how your mum and dad spent their working lives or their adult lives.
My father was a school inquiry officer and my mother was a housewife.
And what did you do during your own working life?
I was a school teacher.
Lovely. Okay, thank you. So we'll plunge straight in. And if I could ask you, first off, what's the first thing you remember about going to visit the site of the Temple of Mithras?
The crowds there. And the excitement, the feeling of excitement and great interest of all the visitors, and then the wonder of looking at that marvellous sight.
And so you mentioned the crowds, so did you queue for a long time?
Yes. Don't ask me how long we queued, but I know it was a long time because there were a lot of people there.
And you're saying we, so who did you go with?
My father.
And he was interested in archaeology, was he?
Yes, he was interested in everything, especially if I was interested in it.
And how did you hear about it, or how did your father hear about it?
I expect it was in the newspapers and on the radio. It wouldn't have been on television because... Did we? Yes, we did. We just got a television. It may have been on television. 1953 was the coronation year, wasn't it? And we'd got a television, so it may well have been on television, but don't ask me to say definitely, because I can't remember.
And so you mentioned queuing, you can't remember how long for. Can you remember anything about the weather or what you were wearing?
I do remember what I was wearing. It was a maroon coat. It was a raincoat, really, but it wasn't a plasticky raincoat. It was a cloth one. I can remember I was wearing that. It was about the only coat I had at the time. And the weather was quite fine. I tell you what I do remember a lot about the journey to the Mithras site was the bomb sites. London was full of bomb sites. It was a sad city, really.
And did you travel up from Croydon?
Oh, no, I lived in Beckenham by then. I was born in Croydon, but we moved to Beckenham when I was a year old. And we'd have travelled up from Elms End station to Charing Cross. Don't ask me what then, it must have been a bus.
And can you remember what day of the week it was?
No.
So you mentioned the bomb sites. Was it something unusual for you to go into the City of London?
No, I went up to London quite frequently. Because I used to have to cross London and go and visit relatives who lived in Hackney and Edgware and places like that. But I do remember bomb sites, there were a lot.
And you, going back to the site and describing that it made this big impression on you, it was very exciting. How much did you know about Roman history in London at that point?
I think I'd done a bit of reading on Roman London. I was always interested in history and archaeology as a child, a young person.
And in terms of the temple being a temple of Mithras, did you know much about Mithras?
I'd never heard of him.
You said you were there and you saw various artefacts and things.
Well, we were queuing up. As we got close to the actual site, we suddenly saw this man holding an object jump up and said, "We've just unearthed the head of Mithras." And he was bubbling with excitement, as you can imagine. I was told it was Norman Cook, but whether that was right or not, because Mr. Grimes was the sort of chief one there.
That's right. And it was actually a builder who came across the head. And then, as I understand it, Norman Cook and Grimes would have both been there.
Yes, so. They would have been there. Well, it was terribly exciting. We're not just looking at it. This happened. So I felt I was a little bit... unusual, in fact, that not very many people would have seen that.
That's remarkable. And so did he hold it up?
Or? He held it up like this.
And you could see it. And can you remember what your feeling was?
Oh, excited. Oh, we've seen the head of Mithras.
And that did that make you go off and want to find out more about Mithras?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I've always been a one to read, so I would have gone to the library and got history books, things like that.
And you've got a copy of Current Archaeology, which we were looking at before we started recording. So it sounds like you've had a lifelong interest in archaeology, have you?
Right from a little girl, my father said I was always interested in old things.
Have you any idea where that came from?
I don't know, really. No, I don't. I've always been interested in sort of history things. I read historical books as a child. The past sort of excited me.
And so have you made a particular effort in your life to go to archaeological sites around Europe? Or?
I became friendly with another school teacher many years ago, who was many years older than me, but it was a special school for educationally subnormal children, and she was the headmistress, and I was doing a project on, when I was a goldsmith, on educationally subnormal children. And I went to this special school, became friendly with Miss Daglish, and she said, well, I know you're interested in archaeology. How about doing belonging to the Kent Archaeological Society? Because I was doing a degree course in archaeology. I didn't ever pass any exam, but it was an interesting sort of project. So with this lovely lady, I went to Goldsmiths College, and we did an archaeological study every week for 4 years. So that was the start of it all. Sadly, Miss Daglish died when she was only 51, so I wasn't able to carry on, but I, through her, joined the Kent Archaeological Society, and I still belong to it. So I've got a bookcase full of their book that comes to me every year. It's all Kent, of course. You don't get anything about Mithras in it.
But it has very much been a lifelong interest then.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what did your projects involve while you were working alongside the woman who introduced you to?
We were just interested in anything that was happening. I mean, I went to Lullingstone. That was a big project going on in this area. And I went there and spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Meats, and it was all open air then. You could see all the archaeological digs. Now it's all covered in, and it's a very popular site for people interested in history and archaeology to visit. I think I took a class there. Yes, I did. I took a class of children from one of the schools at which I was teaching. We went there, and we went to the Museum of London. We went into the Tudor room, and they were dressed up. Oh, boy. No, that's me. I've always been interested in these things.
And did you go to see the Temple of Mithras once it was moved from its original?
Yes, I have been to see it once before. I don't think I went specially, but we were coming down Victoria Street, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
And I went to have a look at it and said, oh, dear, it looks rather different from when I saw it.
What was your impression on seeing it in its?
It all looked rather sort of clean and, sort of produced, if you know what I mean. Whereas going to see it originally, it was the Temple of Mithras as the Romans saw it.
And why is that meaningful to you? How could you express to, say, a young person the importance of history to you?
I've always had an interest in the past. I think it is very exciting. I sometimes wish I could go in a time machine and go back, provided I get back here, of course.
And what makes it exciting for you?
I suppose, I don't really know. It just is. Just as exciting to think how our ancestors lived and how they were. It's basically they were the same as us.
Yeah. So you mentioned the crowds, and we know a lot of people went to visit the site. What's your take on why so many people went to visit the site? Way exceeded expectations.
Yes. I suppose we all have an interest in the past, and many people felt as I did. They wanted to go and see something that was started 2,000 years ago. And I mean, I once remember doing a project on Rome in England with my class, and I once put at the top, Britain was once a province of Rome, and when we put all the pictures up with the children down, and
how did they respond to that?
Oh, they loved it. We went to Lullingstone, as you can imagine. Because when I came to the Museum of London, it wasn't to do Roman, it was to do the Tudors.
Do you know of anybody else that visited the site?
I can't think offhand of any. I seem to be unique in my great interest in history.
But amongst your friends and acquaintances at the Kent Archaeological Site Society, has anybody?
I expect so, but I mean, I'm not really in contact with them. It's a huge society, and people come from all over Kent. Now, there's, what's his name? Oh. There's one of the people who is a big wig in the Kent Archaeological Society, but I can't at the moment recall his name. He lives somewhere locally, but he does a lot of digging. Went to dig at the Reculvers, I think. I wish I could remember his name. It's a nuisance, isn't it, to forget something when you want to tell somebody it, but...
Don't worry, I have the same experience.
Yes, well, it doesn't have much to do with the Museum of London or Mithras.
Is there anything else that springs to mind for you about that experience of yours of the Temple of Mithras visit?
Not really, to be quite honest. It's 60 years ago. And I think I've told you everything I can recall.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been very interesting.
Well, it's lovely to hear that you were there when they discovered the head.
Yes.
I mean, I should be able to give you the exact date of that, actually, so I could let you know when I go back.
It was another life. Poor London. If you could go back there now to see what London as I saw it, it was very, very crushed. But we rose up.